Preface. This book provides a concise survey of developments on the territory comprising the present-day countries of Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, from the end of the last Ice Age to the present. It is not just the histories of the three independent republics in the narrow sense, 1918 to 1940 and 1991 onwards, as might be inferred from the title, nor is it only that of the Estonians, Latvians, and Lithuanians. As will become apparent, it was not preordained that these three countries together would today be commonly known as the Baltic States. They are not the Baltic States with a capital S, as in the United States, nor their lazy shorthand Baltics, patterned after the Balkans. Although often referred to as tiny, the territory of the smallest Baltic state, Estonia, is 45,227 square kilometers, slightly larger than many of the old European states such as Denmark, Switzerland, and the Netherlands. Compared to these countries, however, the Baltic states are sparsely populated. Estonia is the smallest continental European country to maintain a national system of higher education and state administration in its own indigenous language. Baltic is not a term originally used by the peoples living along the coast of what is now known as the Baltic Sea, even though an etymological connection is often claimed with the Latvian and Lithuanian stem Balt, denoting white or swamp. In the 11th century, the German chronicler Adam of Bremen first described the sea as Mare Balticum, deriving the name from the Latin word for belt, Baltius, since in the local imagination the sea extended eastwards like a belt. This appears to have been his own invention, since seafarers refer to the sea as the East Sea in the Germanic languages, Ostsee in German, Östersjön in Swedish, Östersjön in Danish, and even in Finnish, Itämeri, which borrowed the name from Swedish. The Estonian logically called it the West Sea, Läänemeri. Latvian fishermen called it the Big Sea, Liela Jūra, in contrast to the Little Sea, the Gulf of Riga. The term Baltic languages, named after the Baltic Sea, was coined by German linguist G.H.F. Nesselmann when researching the extinct Prussian language at the University of Königsberg in 1845. The Baltic languages, like the Slavic, Germanic, and Romance languages, are a branch of the family of Indo-European languages. Latvians and Lithuanians speak closely related Baltic languages, whereas Estonian is a Finno-Ugric language similar to Finnish. Linguistically, therefore, Latvian and Lithuanian are closer to most European languages, such as English or French, than they are to neighboring Estonian. However, when cultural patterns are examined, a different picture emerges. As a result of long centuries of common institutions under the German ruling elite, the Latvians and the Estonians are the most similar. The Lithuanians had more in common with the Poles than with the Latvians. The meaning of the term Baltic has transformed over time. Originally in the mid-19th century, a Balt did not refer to the ethnic Estonian, Latvian, or Lithuanian, but was a term of self-identification used by the German ruling elite of the three Russian Ostensee provinces of Estland, Livland, and Courland. In 1918, the Baltic Germans almost succeeded in uniting the three provinces into a Baltic duchy under the German Kaiser. The term Baltic states came into use only after World War I. Even then, it was a fluid term, at times encompassing Finland, which had also emerged as an independent country from the collapse of Tsarist Russia. However, Finland and the Baltic states diverged as a consequence of World War II. And Finland subsequently managed to rebrand herself as a Nordic country. As republics of the USSR, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania were referred to in Russian as a common region known as Pribaltika. Their shared experience within the Soviet system and their close cooperation in achieving their independence from it solidified their common Baltic identity.